the Cthulhu mythos in film. Although H.P. Lovecraft's Cthulhu mythos is firmly rooted in the world of literature, that has not stopped various film companies throughout the years from adapting some of his stories onto the silver screen. Many of the direct adaptations of Lovecraft's stories have been amateur productions or low-budget horror films, while larger companies have so far merely taken inspiration from the mythos. We won't be discussing every film based on or inspired by the Cthulhu mythos, but I'll try to cover the important releases. The first adaptation of Lovecraft's story was The Haunted Palace in 1963. Although titled and marketed after the poem by Edgar Allan Poe, the plot is actually loosely based on the case of Charles Dexter Ward by Lovecraft. Although deviating from the plot quite a bit, it is the first film to show the Necronomicon, as well as the first on-screen mention of Cthulhu and Yog-Sothoth. The film's setting is Arkham in 1875, and Vincent Price plays the role of Joseph Kerwin and Charles Dexter Ward. The film is styled after many of the atmospheric horror films of the 50s and 60s, and is an interesting piece in Cthulhu mythos film history. Another important film is The Dunwich Horror in 1970, created by the same company that did The Haunted Palace. For this film, they kept the title the same as the short story, and stuck slightly closer to the original plot. Ed Begley is Dr. Henry Armitage, and Dean Stockwell plays the creepy Wilbur Whateley. The film features the Necronomicon, plenty of mentions of Yog-Sothoth, and of course the titular Dunwich Horror. The plot mostly deviates with the presence of a young librarian, played by Sandra Dee, and her interactions with Wilbur Whateley. A mostly poorly done version, it was redone in 2009 for Sci-Fi, this time with Dean Stockwell playing Dr. Armitage. In 1987, we were given The Curse, a relatively close adaptation of The Color Out of Space. Starring Star Trek The Next Generation's Will Wheaton, it has a fairly faithful beginning and middle, but a disappointing ending. A strange meteorite crashes onto a farm in rural Tennessee, only to quickly shrink away and dissolve into the ground. Afterwards, strange mutations break out in the farm's crops, livestock, and owners. The film ends in a confusing mess of cheap special effects, and the film is filled with 80s horror movie tropes. Not the worst Lovecraft adaptation, but certainly not the best either. The 90s gave us a couple notable Cthulhu mythos films. One was 1991's Cast a Deadly Spell, produced by HBO for television, and starring Fred Ward as a 1940s private detective named H. Philip Lovecraft. The setting was an alternate universe much like ours, but in which magic is freely available, and creatures such as zombies are commonplace. While the film is not a direct adaptation of any Cthulhu mythos story, it does embody a lot of aspects and themes that we associate with the mythos, and features a lot of name drops. A surprisingly amusing film, and one to check out. In 1993, there was Necronomicon, an anthology film of three different shorts, based on The Rats in the Walls, Cool Air, and The Whisperer in Darkness. Again, loose adaptations and a weak production hamper this film, but the idea of stringing together multiple Lovecraft stories into a single film shows promise, rather than stretching out a single story with unnecessary filler. In the 2000s, there were two notable films released based on The Shadow over Innsmouth, Dagon in 2001, and Cthulhu in 2007. Dagon transplants the setting from Massachusetts into Spain, and much like The Curse, has a very solid and faithful build-up. Unfortunately, the Lovecraftian feel doesn't quite hold up through into the ending. Cthulhu also moves the story from Massachusetts, this time to Northwest United States, and focuses less on supernatural horror than Dagon does. Of the two, I would say Dagon is the more faithful adaptation, and is better produced as well. A special mention needs to be made for two films produced by the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society, The Call of Cthulhu and The Whisperer in Darkness. Both are presented in black and white, and The Call of Cthulhu is a silent film, as to best represent it as if it were filmed in the same time period as the story was written. Both are highly faithful adaptations of their source material, although Whisperer in Darkness does add to the original story for the third act. There have also been plenty of films that have been influenced heavily by Lovecraft and the Cthulhu mythos throughout the years. Some notable examples are John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness, Drew Goddard's The Cabin in the Woods, and Sam Raimi's Evil Dead series. It's unclear what the future of cinema will hold for the Cthulhu mythos. Large studios have been perpetually hesitant to commit to the faithful adaptation of a mythos story, and many Lovecraft fans consider most mythos stories to be incredibly difficult to put to film. Director Guillermo del Toro, known for plenty of horror movies, as well as the Hellboy movies and Pacific Rim, has been attached to and is highly interested in doing a big-budget version of At the Mountains of Madness, but it's unlikely this will ever surface. For some, the Cthulhu mythos will always be inherent to literature, nose deep in a musty tome in a dark room, reading by candlelight. For others, however, we yearn to see unspeakable horrors and alien vistas with our own eyes.